people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Yet here we are, crowd-pleasing, high-concept episodes like Tavern World far behind us, leaving us to stand purely on the merit of our own performances and craft. As cartoon characters are known to say, gulp. Also, three tiny little teardrops of sweat leaping off of my forehead. But really, how bad can it be? Which is the exact blurb of copy under our name in the Apple Music Store. Enjoy the show!
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to this podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Over 8 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunks, please. Chunt, please.
Why'd you say chunks, please?
Oh, no, nothing.
Isn't that the slogan of that Mittens player, Chunk Bugglesbutt?
Ugh, a dumb name.
Oh, he's so good, though. He's very talented.
Yeah, I guess so. Speaking of, I feel so tired all the time. I just feel like I'm recording the podcast. I'm trying to open a bar. I'm going to watch so many Mittens games, and it feels like I'm almost playing. I just feel so exhausted that I don't... Isidor, when are the Wizard Choice Awards again?
Well, they're still a couple of months away. But I'm also exhausted, for all I do is prepare. For the security must be airtight for all of the greatest wizards, and some of their most desecrated and arcane objects shall be in one place.
They're going to send us desecrated objects?
Oh, yeah. You got to have the desecrated stuff.
I mean, obviously, security is going to be there regardless, but it would be insane for anyone to try anything with all the most powerful wizards in one place.
But guys, we're fucking trying stuff all the time. We've gotten the Dark Lord hidden in the basement.
Shh. We haven't talked about that in a very long time, and I had almost forgotten. You know, out of sight, out of mind. You know, maybe we didn't really defeat the Dark Lord, but as long as he's sidelined and out of the picture, I say, mission accomplished.
Look, is there any downside to hosting the Wizard's Choice Awards here? Like,
well, I have to hang out with my ex. That's not great.
Oh, awkward. Yeah. Well, you did say a few years ago, anytime someone won, they got slimed. Are we going to have slime everywhere?
Oh, yes. It's quite enjoyable. Also, there's a secret phrase, and if you say that, you also get slimed.
What's the secret phrase?
I don't know.
Well, you just got slimed.
Oh.
Look, I'm excited that you have some passion project, Isidore, with Wizard's Choice Awards, but I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon now, and I've decided to sort of rededicate myself to saving all of Foon, saving Earth, and really just sort of being more proactive about the loose ends of the podcast.
Hmm.
So, we saved Otak, and yes, it took us half a decade to do it.
What?
But there's still some loose ends for Otak, and so I sent him away for a little bit so we could prepare a surprise. I invited his daughter, Activia Barleyfoot, to come to the tavern interview her so that they can be reunited.
What a wonderful and satisfying emotional end to this arc. The show shall finally have the emotional catharsis it so has desperately needed.
Arnie, two things. One, Loose Ends would be a great name for my bar. And two, wasn't she whisked away by birds? Kitchen birds, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Huh.
But it was a weird time. Everyone was going through some stuff at that time. You know what I mean?
Do you think she's mad at us for not calling the birds, trying to strike down the birds?
I love birds.
She just seemed like she needed some space in that moment. She, you know, if someone... And to be clear, it wasn't just her. Her and that whole kitchen were lifted by birds and flown away, which is just like a thing that really happened.
You know, sometimes even I don't believe the things that happened here.
Arnie, I feel like you need to say that more often. This really happened.
This really happened.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited. Should I go get Otok and have him? Wait, do you have Activia here already? Or?
No, no, no. I sent Otok away on a bullshit errand, which is something I do frequently anyway. But this time it had a real purpose.
Oh, that reminds me. Here are your apples.
Oh, thank you, Usidor.
Yes, and Arnie, here is 14 of the weirdest potatoes from all across Foon.
Mm-hmm. Usidor, see, I sent Chunt away so he would have time...
to enjoy these apples?
To enjoy these apples. And Chunt, I sent Usidor away so while he was gone getting those apples, we could make fun of him less to his face than we usually do.
Oh.
Smart, smart. Yeah, it feels better when he's not here.
Now look, I'm whispering this to both of you at the same time, so that's...
Yes, I noticed.
So it's not great. I'm not great at this. I sent Otok away not to spoil his surprise. Let's talk to Activia just a little bit to sort of, like, prep her for the emotional catharsis of this amazing...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
...greatest moment in all of podcasting reunion.
Yes, this reunion, and we have... is Trongo here? Can we find Trongo? Where is that giraffe?
The one that has a boat for legs?
Yeah, Trongo.
Which is a real thing that really happened.
That's a real thing that really happened.
Can you believe that? I can see it in my mind's eye now. Arnie shall be interviewing Activia the way he does with such effortless... charm and poise.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and he shall ask her questions like, wouldn't you love to see your father again? And she shall respond, yea, oh lo, how I have desired to see him again. How it has crushed my heart to be separated from
him. Here, she's here, she's here, she's watching in, she's here. Hi.
Hey! Is that what the fuck you think I sound like?
Oh.
No, of course
no,
not.
No.
I was sort of giving it my own sort of...
Answer me one question. Hey, put me down over here. Oh. Put me down.
All the boats are still there.
Left. Left. No, my left. Why are you carrying me backwards? It makes no sense. All right. Fiang Yalik, I haven't seen you in a minute. I might ask you directly to your face.
That's good to see you.
I wish I could say the same. I really do. I wish I could, but I can't. Is that what I heard earlier, what you think I sound like?
No, I was sort of doing a dramatic interpretation using my own voice. But I certainly would be happy to try to approximate your voice if you would prefer.
I would very much prefer. Can I sit down on this ugly chair?
That's me. I'll move.
Oh, hello, furry person.
Hello, good to see you again, Activia. Sorry about the birds.
That's not on you. Well, it was on you. You should have shot them out of the sky, but you didn't. And so now I have mastered them. They are my pets and also vehicle. So that's how I overcame a challenge and an obstacle in my life. So what you didn't do made me stronger. Hello, Arnie.
Hello, Activia. It's good to see you. Can I ask?
Again, I wish I could say the same. It's not good to see any of the three of you.
I appreciate the honesty.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
Can I ask, Activia, so last time we saw you, these birds carried you away. For the over a year since then, have you been being carried that whole time?
Yeah, I sold my chariot. I got rid of all my sneakers. I don't walk, I don't run, I don't drive, I don't ride, I don't float. I only bird about.
What a way to live.
It's your fault and my blessing, because you all severely fucked up by not, like I said, shooting those birds out of the sky, but I turned it into an opportunity to practice my beast wrangling skills.
Sure.
And now they are my humble servants and also transportation. Fiang Yalik, do your impression of me now.
Well, I suppose I'd sound something like this if I was gonna be Activia's voice all the time.
Usidor, no.
No?
Too sexy.
Wait a minute. No, I didn't expect to like that. And I was correct. I did it.
Oh, I fall for it every time.
She sets you up and then she knocks you over.
That was terrible. But look, I'm going to forgive you this time because I know you all haven't been on the self-betterment journey that I've been on. I can tell you haven't because you're still squatting about, messing about with... What are you even doing now? You're trying to open a bar... What are you doing? You're hosting some bullshit awards? You're doing nothing. No high-value creatures, as far as I can see.
I was dead and then came back to life, so...
Who hasn't?
Mm. Yeah, and I'm actually practicing a lot of butt-holistic medicine, so I'm just trying to sort of be more natural about everything.
Butt-holistic?
Through your butthole? That's how you're being more natural about things?
Yep, any medicine, any shots, anything I need, it all goes through one of my buttholes.
I keep telling you, this is butt-chugging. That's not medicine.
No, it's not. Arnie, what you got?
Well, I accidentally killed Arnor, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, so now I am the greatest warrior in all of Foon. So I feel like, look, have I been doing a great job of that so far? No, but I've definitely, like, raised in station.
No, you know, I can see why you all think that you're really doing something with your lives, but none of you are doing anything like what I'm doing. I've been on a betterment journey. I know last time I was here, I was trying to be kinder and softer. Now I know that's for fucking chumps. Mm. Now I'm trying to be tougher and harder and meaner and more smarter and an innovator. That's what I'm doing.
You are getting more smarter.
That's right. You can finally see my superiority. Sorry, I was eating some chips when I said that word, and the chips got in the way of the tea of superiority.
I hope it doesn't mess up the audio, but you were eating chips through most of what you've been saying so far.
Because as a high-value female, I know that I need to refuel myself. I need to get my proteins and my carbs in before I'm about to do something strenuous, which talking to the three of you bloody is.
High-protein chips.
Well, I'd be curious to learn about some of your innovations. You said you're an innovator. I'm sure you're very talented and intelligent person. I'm sure you've created some wonderful new products or services, or maybe you're disrupting things.
Hot sauce that's also a sunscreen.
What's this?
Hot sauce that's also a sunscreen.
Yep, you get me. When's the last time you were out in the sun and you were like, this sucks, but you had a delicious hot sauce to put on your chicky tendies and you said, I wish this did double duty. I wish. Now it does. You're welcome.
I mean, I always do double duties, but chicken tendies and hot sauce, that would be a great item for loose ends. Let me write this down here.
8 days ago.
John, is your bar's theme diarrhea?
I mean, it's not diarrhea.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and we have, the stools are loose too. All the stools at the bar are loose. So you come down, you sit down, you're like, what's wrong with this? It's a loose stool.
I mean, you've got to love the commitment to the theme.
Mm-hmm. It's the number two place in Nibblebottom.
I still think you're thinking too small, Chunt. You're thinking too small. You're not thinking high-minded galaxy brain enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do. You know, I was trying to be sweet now, but I think this makes sense. Okay, so chicken tendies, loose stool. What else, Activia? What else can I do to be a top G? Yeah, top G.
Well, you can make it so that anyone who walks in your bar feels bad about themselves.
Yes.
Ooh.
Instantly put them down and make them feel bad so they buy more things to try and fill the emptiness.
But you can't be too obvious about it. You have to make them feel bad in a way that they think it's their fault and not your fault.
Okay, now you're starting to get it, yeah.
Thank you.
What if I write down on the menu scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
So everyone who walks in gets a free order of scrambled eggs.
I think that could work.
It's me negging people, and it's just kind of floating around. You don't know who it's going to hit or who's going to...
I thought you meant they're scrambled because they don't exactly make sense.
I think that'll be part of it for sure.
Like, oh boy, your ankles are a little too smelly.
I think that makes perfect sense, Arnie.
No, it's got to be something like, oh girl, you make time run in a circle. And she's like, is that good? Is that bad? And you're like, I don't know. Here's a menu. Won't you figure it out? And just kind of like give her a look like, ooh, I wouldn't want to be you. And then just kind of walk away polishing a glass.
Better buy something till you figure it out.
Yes, smart.
Exactly.
Yes, this is good.
Okay, you're starting to get it. All right. Arnie, how are you going to be terrible in order to get ahead?
Well, let's see here. Last week, I helped Selkie skin her husband in front of their children. I mean...
So you helped somebody. What a fucking loser.
I don't know. We helped someone, I guess. I don't know if we helped everyone.
Yeah, it sounds soft as hell to me. It sounds soft. Look,
soft?
Yeah, it sounds soft. I don't know what I'm saying. It sounds like somebody said, hey, can you help me skin my husband or whatever? And you said, oh, let me come to your beck and call. You think I'm doing that? No. I skin the people I feel like skinning. And if people ask me for help, I'll throw hot sauce sunscreen on them and run the other direction.
You get flown in the other direction, right? Like, I didn't want to say this right away. Your legs seem to have atrophied quite a bit.
Yeah, they don't work anymore by design.
The thing I'm going to do to be more awful is to interrupt everyone to cut to a commercial break.
And I gotta say, Octavia, I think your ankles do smell. I think your atrophied legs, the ankles smell. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
My ankles smell?
What a scrambled neck. So, Octavia, you keep talking about how tough you are now. And hey, look, I believe you. I've been scared of you since the first time I met you. But what's like the toughest thing you've done this week?
This week? I might have to narrow it down to this morning.
Go ahead.
I didn't do much this morning, actually. I just kind of got up. The birds had to go out for a wee, and they can't open doors yet, so I had to do that for them. Okay, so this week, let's see. I made a cornbread out of explosives. What else did I do?
Who is that for?
Well, who wasn't it for? Me. Oh, I didn't need
nice.
It.
Nice. Yes. Mm.
So you made an explosive cornbread and just left it somewhere.
I'm not at liberty to say who my targets are, all right? You think I want to self-incriminate myself?
I'm going to write this down. Avoid cornbread for now.
I like cornbread with ham.
Well, do you also like it with DMT or DDT? I forget which one is the explosive and which one is drugs, but there's both in it.
Oh, there's both? Wow.
Oh, no. Yeah. You've got a problem.
Yeah, so I did that this week. What else did I do? I got one of those those pizza oven, you know, that you can make it in the brick oven, like in your backyard. You can put it in the brick oven. I got one of those and I put a school of children in it. Forever. Oh. They're trapped there now through magic.
So it wasn't burning or they were, or was it?
No, I didn't want it to burn. Yeah. That seemed excessive, but I did just want them to get a crispy crust, you know?
Yeah. I do have to, Octavia, it does seem like, you know, cornbread with explosives or drugs, the pizza oven, your tunic says, ask me about my cheese. It seems like there's a lot of food-related chaos going on.
To be fair, a flock of birds did carry her away in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just because I decided to sharpen my toughness skills, you know, through culinary arts, it's not because I'm bored or desperate or grasping for something. It's because I'm very tough and I'm using the tools I've been given, like a beautiful stand mixer where I made some biscuits that put a spell on anyone with green eyes.
Ooh, put that on the menu.
That would work on me.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing, and it's all very tough and scary, and it's the worst thing you've ever heard. Congratulations.
Well, except for the hot sauce, which seems like it's actually pretty useful. It's going to help a lot of people.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is this hot sauce more hot sauce or more suntan lotion? Like, subtly, it's got to, like, break one way or the other.
Well, here's the problem. You put it on your skin, it burns because it is hot sauce, okay? Nah. And you put it on your food, and it will poison you in the stomach because we are not meant to eat the ingredients that are in sunscreen. So it is a device of murder because I'm very tough.
No, absolutely, yes. And can I just say, we are thrilled as a high-valued female. Is that what you called yourself?
Yep.
We are so thrilled to have you here. And I just want to say that we are, for you speaking here for this engagement, we will absolutely pay you. You, sir, what do we have in the coffers? 1,000 gold. We'll give you 1,000 gold for this, for speaking here today. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I needed some of that money to hire security for the Wizard's Choice Awards, but I suppose Activia could have 1,000 gold, yes, for sure, yeah, of course, oh, yeah, we can happily compensate you. That's really gonna put a dent in things.
Thank you for knowing my worth. Now, you brought me here, and I happened to be not busy, and the birds needed a walk. That's what we call it, even though they fly. You just have to, you have to walk the birds, or else they get antsy in the house, you know, they run around, they tear up the furniture. So, because I happen to be in this terrible neighborhood, I did come by at your request, but I'm growing tired.
Well, yes, we have something to reveal to you, Activia. How would you feel if you saw...
Here we go.
This is going to be so great.
This is going to be so good.
If you saw your father again.
Ta-da.
I would feel like I just figured out who the explosive cornbread is for. How dare you ask me about my father? What is wrong with you? Don't you know anything about me or my backstory? Haven't you filled in any blanks in between what I've been saying? I was on a quest looking for him for years. And then suddenly I stopped. And you all found him. Can you put together why in hell that is? Because I don't want to see him, you imbeciles. I'm going to go get all my food-related and slightly poisonous inventions and bring them back here for you all to ingest and eat and so that you can die because I'm so angry. Birds.
Now, hold on, birds. We just wanted to know how it would make you feel.
Oh, they're weeing all over the place. Can you... We should have left them outside. They weren't done.
The birds weed that much.
You can't hear them go, wee, wee.
Oh, yeah.
There's no reason to be upset. We just wanted to know how you'd feel. We don't know where Otak is, right, everyone?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, right, right. Rhubarb.
So, he's not here in this building right now?
He's not in this building right now.
Yes.
And he's not about to come back to this building after being off on some bullshit errand or quest in an attempt to have some kind of a surprise meeting, reuniting for us.
As cathartic and,
good for the ratings as that would be.
Good for the ratings that would be, I think,
I feel like that kind of reunion, I could probably get a Apple Podcast featured or something for something like that. But
Arnie, Chunt, I'm going to step away for a moment. I'm going to be...
That tells us nothing. What are you doing?
I'm going to be just outside. Outside the door where people come in through the front door.
Yes, and I will help you open the door to wait outside. Arnie... We will be outside.
Hey, just in case there's anyone out there trying to get in who I need to talk to.
Yeah.
Right. We'll be right back.
Well, Arnie.
Yeah.
It sounds like you narrowly avoided disaster.
Yeah. So, Activia, now that Usador and Chunt are gone, who I'm sure, like, those two are, they fucking suck, right? But we can just be ourselves. Like, we're kind of old friends a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. We're old pals. We're old friends. Yeah, those two are the worst, but you and me, Arnie, were the best. No, I hate all of you equally. What are you trying to get at?
That's fair. I don't know. I just don't like it when people don't like me. And I'm willing to throw anyone else under the bus.
Actually, that kind of shows a certain type of initiative. Mm-hmm. Being willing to throw some of your oldest friends under the bus to get on the good side of a tyrannical maniac / stranger, such as myself.
Yeah.
That shows you're willing to climb any ladder to improve your social status, even if it ruins your real-life friendships.
Yeah, I mean, look, when it's more important to me to be validated by a charismatic stranger that I see once every year and a half than my friends that I see every week, sure. Is that a flaw, or is that my greatest strength?
I think that's real tough guy shit, Arnie. Maybe you do have what it takes.
Maybe.
To be a high-value male.
I don't know. I feel like there's a low ceiling for how high-value a male could be.
Let me ask you this. What kind of passive income you have? What kind of passive income you got? Yeah, when you just sit back at home, what's making money for you?
Well, I mean, the podcast brings in some amount of money, and I'm pretty passive while I do that. Oh, it is?
No, it's active. You got to turn on a mic. You got to talk. What is making money while you sleep? That's the path to becoming a high-value male. And I don't give these nuggets of information away for free, all right? This is why I don't want to see my father. My father spent his whole life working like a chump, and I'm sick of it. I've ascended past him. I don't need him anymore. I never, ever need to see or hear from my father ever again. And if you can come up with a reason why I should, well, hell, I think that would just be the end of Activia.
Oh,
What else would she have to live for? Do you see what I'm getting at, Arnie?
I get it, I think. On my world, there's a book called A Prayer for Owen Meany. Maybe we'll do it on the book club at some point. And it has this great quotation at the beginning that says, if there's no room... I can't remember.
What do you wish it said? What? Just say what you wish it said. Make it up. That's what an innovator does.
I suppose that's true. It says, it's talking about belief in God and how there's no room for doubt. And if there's no room for doubt, there's no room for me. I think I just wanted to seem smart for a second, and I really whiffed it.
No, what you did was seem smart. You and I know you weren't, but it's more important to seem sometimes.
Yeah. You know, would it be so bad if you turned into your dad as you get older?
Well, I think we resolved the front door issue, and Ani, you're going to have 50 two-leaf clovers in a couple days.
I know this isn't that important, but are you saying I'm going to have 50 two-leaf clovers or 52 leaf clovers?
52 leaf clovers.
Yeah, 52 space leaf clovers.
Also, I was in the outdoor bathroom that we all know is outside the tavern, and I found the cornbread explosive, and almost like I was at the end of a book, I threw the explosive through the window, killing myself? How did that end? The cornbread exploded. I can't remember how that story ended. Regardless, I'm okay now.
Chun, why did you do that? You're such a meanie.
I know. Thank you. And also, Activia, I noticed something out. There was 27 carts out front. Do you own 27 carts?
Oh, yeah. I love carts.
But don't your birds carry you? Why do you have 27 carts? If not, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Status, Chunt. It's for status.
Yeah. I mean, people have to see that I don't travel light. I bring everything with me. Because what if I decide to move here?
Oh.
Anywhere I go. What if I decide to move right there? I go out to lunch, maybe I'll move here.
That
investment
wonders.
Properties. Investors
yeah.
properties. Word, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really like the cart that was shiny bright red. So beautiful.
I'm really digging what you're putting down. It sounds like if I want to become, I don't know, let's say a millionaire, it sounds like if I surround myself with 100 people who each give me 10,000 gold coin.
You're starting to get it, uh-huh.
Pretty easily, I'm a millionaire, and it makes... Why don't more people just do that?
Because they lack stamina. That's really all it boils down to. They lack the stamina because they get to the first part of that word problem and they go, okay, if I get one person to give me $100, oh, fuck it, I don't know one person, I suck, I'm just going to watch telly all day. That's where people really shoot themselves in the foot, you know?
Yeah.
But you're thinking, you're high-minded, you're galaxy brain.
Yeah.
And that's, you're starting to show something, Chant. I take back 10% of the nasty things I said to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Arnie, have we ever watched telly with you?
No. You mean television?
No, I mean telly. He's a guy we know. A lot of people around Foon like to watch him.
They stare at him.
Bring him up on a crystal ball. Just watch him and be like, what the hell is telly up to?
Watch him do what?
Well, him and his three brothers have these weird shapes on their heads.
Yeah.
They usually come out during the baby sun, which is a weird time of the year, Arnie. Do not go outside during the baby sun.
No,
it is confusing. It's terrifying.
It.
If you're on any sort of drug, you will cry. But during the baby sun, Telly and his brothers, they dance around. Honestly, I don't know what they do.
No one does. But people just stare at it and waste their life away. Instead of thinking like you did of how do I build a triangular-shaped business model in order to stand on top of that triangle and reap the most rewards and have the most power.
I do want to do that, but I just pulled out my crystal ball, and I do kind of want to check in on Telly while we take a quick break.
They're all kind of tubby.
No, Arnie, no!
Activia, your father definitely isn't here, and I'm not certain where he is or could be, so there's no reason to worry about that anymore. Tell us more about how to get rich. I, for instance, I think I'm understanding what you're saying. Yeah, you need to be at the top of the pyramid.
Triangle.
And the way I'm going to do that is by giving you all the money I have right now.
What?
You're going to give me all your money right now?
I think that's how I get to the top, it seems like.
But I haven't even done anything to trick or defraud you in order to earn it.
Oh, okay, well, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm used to it being, like, a little bit difficult. Like, you have to convince people, because they normally don't trust me, you know, because I'm, like, a marauder, and I'm very dangerous, and I ride around on birds and whatnot. So I'm just a little thrown that you trust me.
But I trust you, of course. I trust you implicitly.
Why? I have two eye patches on.
I was going to ask about that. Are you blind now?
I wanted to turn you around so you were facing us, but I was terrified.
No, it's just for effect.
I do worry that the audio of this episode is going to be affected by how all over the place you are with these two eye patches.
It's just for effect. It's so I look the most untrustworthy. And here you are saying you trust me.
Octavia, can I ask you something and be honest, please? Did you get hot sauce / sunscreen in your eyes?
The bottle is so hard to operate. I didn't invent the bottle. Mm-hmm. I outsourced that part and I killed that person.
Sure.
I killed them on sight. With a different, with an apple pie that was also an explosive itself. That's what I did to them. So the bottle is not on me.
Add that to the menu, explosive apple pie, but not in the way you think.
Historically, the bottle is one of the trickiest of all inventions.
It's because I didn't want it to be a squeeze. I wanted it to be a doop-doop. You know, what is that? Where you turn it over and you go doop-doop. You know what I'm talking about.
The it's hot a doop-doop. Sauce,
it comes out doop-doop. You have to do those. You have to shake it to get the doop.
Do a little smack.
Yeah. Get smack, smack. Doop, doop.
Anytime I sit down on the couch and I hear doop, doop, I know I'm in for a great night. I can just relax. For the next 60 minutes, I can eat my food and enjoy whatever I'm watching.
But your meal is going to end kind of abruptly, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I trust you implicitly because though you may seem abrasive at times, haven't you always had our best interests at heart? Every time we meet you, you tell us ways we can improve ourselves, ways we should be behaving, because I know deep down, even though you don't want to admit it, you care about us. And we care about you.
Arnie, it's happening. The ratings. The ratings, the beautiful connect, the reunion, the cathartic ending we were looking for.
I mean, we don't really have real-time analytics, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, I don't know what to say. All this time, I've been trying to scare you and harm you and make you feel stupid and flabby and old and poor.
Flabby?
And instead, what I seem to have done is shown you that this is how I love. This is how I love. And it's my darkest secret. And that's the real reason I don't want to see my father. Because my love is so big, it would create a larger explosion than all the dynamite cornbreads I've ever made, strapped together with duct tape.
Wow.
So that's why. And I can't believe you just cut right to the core of me, Fiang Yalak. I'm going to need a minute to process.
That duct tape would be hell on someone's digestion, really.
Arnie.
You're just not supposed to eat duct tape, is what I'm saying.
Arnie, don't focus on the duct tape. Right now you've got a guest who's in an emotional state. This is the time to ask your most important, pertinent questions and really learn about their inner life. Go for it, Arnie, go.
Okay. Activia, you seem really upset, but what's up with those weird mittens you're wearing?
Oh, fuck.
You ask about the mittens?
Yeah, they're just...
I've had on two eye patches for nearly 40 minutes and you didn't say a word, but now you want to know about the mittens?
They're just, like, in your face a lot while you're crying, so it's just drawing my attention to them.
It's because lately I tend to burst into tears a lot and it got tiresome carrying around a kerchief, so I just keep these tear mittens on my hands.
No.
Why to just cut right to the core of a person's insecurities. I feel like when I insult all of you, I keep it very abstract so as not to hurt your actual feelings.
Subject, you call me flabby.
But you guys really narrowed in on something that felt... I called the entire group of you flabby in an abstract way so that I didn't call any one person anything that they might be weird about. But you guys really... You know me better than anyone. You're the closest creatures to me in the world.
Oh, really?
Wow.
No one knows me better than you all. Like, what's my favorite food?
Pizza?
Yes! What's the stupidest way I ever hurt myself?
Hot sauce in the eyes from a doop-doop?
Yes! See? You're my best friends!
Guys, how am I doing this? This is just information I've gotten in the last couple minutes.
I don't know.
Okay, last one. What kind of a room? What's my favorite room to get carried away by birds in?
Kitchen. That's an easy one.
Kitchen. Yeah.
See, everyone, you're my family, and you're just tearing me to bits. You're tearing me apart.
Well, we feel the same way. You're our family, too. For so many years, we stayed at the Vermilion Minotaur, and your father and Blemish, and you were there, and then Arnie joined us later, and I just always felt like I thought of you as a sort of a surrogate daughter of my own.
I guess I'll push you all away, because I was too scared of what it would reveal about me. And I guess I've been hiding behind this tough exterior because I don't like myself. Do you all like me?
Oh, Actinia. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. There's no good reason.
I gotta say, seeing someone get carried away in a kitchen by birds rules. I mean, it was weird, and but that image, every time I close my eyes, that's what I see.
I always remember it. Some people, you're like, how do I know you? And then when I see you, I'm like, oh, it's those fucking birds.
Activia, I like you because you're tough. Because you don't take any guff from anyone, and you do things the way you want to do them. And I respect that because you are a high
value
female.
Yes. And Activia. Oh, sorry. You were going to... Activia. Also,
they respect you so much, they will cut you off mid-sentence.
All I've ever wanted is to be validated by three men at once. I can die now.
It's called the Eiffel Tower of validation.
Sometimes it's okay to be a marauder and a daughter.
I feel like these birds can carry me away to heaven now. I've achieved all I need to. I am the galaxy brain.
Well, that one is trying to knock you over with a feather. Stop that. Get out of here.
Stop it. Wow. You guys have just... You've changed my whole life. I don't know where I'll go from here.
Ooh, I do have one tip. When we were outside, there was a constable who, I guess when you put those kids in the pizza oven, you left a very specific pizza box on the oven, like pizza box from a very specific pizza place.
Birds, we gotta go. Birds, we gotta go. No, say no more. I didn't do anything wrong. I maintain my innocence, and birds, scoop me up. Yep, back okay. Once it is. Yep, here we go.
It was nice seeing you.
I love you all.
We love you too.
I love you all. Thank you for my introspective turn.
We love you. Bye.
Wow. Those birds are taking a surprising amount of things from the bar with them as well.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, we need provisions for the after party.
The after party?
Whenever you do introspective self work, you need an after party to process the emotions. Bye.
Sure, that adds up.
Why are we never invited to an after party?
Yeah, it's nice to be loved, but I'd rather be invited.
And why did she have a pizza box if it was a pizza oven? She could make her own pizzas.
That's what I'm saying. Well, she didn't want to light the fire because the kids were inside of it. So.
But you know what? All that aside, we did a good thing here today, I think.
We did a great thing. Yeah. Guys, good job.
I feel like we're forgetting something, though, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, we never found out about the cheese from her tunic. Ask me about my cheese. We never found out about the cheese.
Yeah. Next time.
You guys want to invest in loose ends?
Oh, here's all my money.
I'm trying to... Yeah, that's the problem. I've got enough loose ends.
All right, let's keep this quick. I may or may not have an after-party to attend. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Activia Barleyfoot was played by special guest Tawny Newsome. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Sophia Kenyon, Alyssa, Marino the Professor, Titus, Shenandoah Hoffman, pretty sure that's a tree pretending to be a person, Jason and Mac, Jeremy Mesh, Amy Holloway, Keith Hansen, Kalhadra, Bell, Phil M., Mitch Wills, and Danielle Arlette. Patrons get humor-free episodes. Wait, isn't that all of them? Oh, hang on. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes every month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.